What do people smoke to get high?
That's marijuana. I don't even know what it smells like. I wouldn't know if I've seen some of it. Somebody left it in some of the clothes they sent to the laundry one time. And our dry cleaning superintendent called me back and showed it to him.
What about, do you distinguish hard drugs from soft drugs?
Well, as I say, I know very little about drugs and medicine. And I personally, I do not take any pills, regardless if it's a headache pill or an antacid pill or stomach or pain pill, if they're prescribed even from a doctor for someone else, don't take it. If it isn't prescribed for you, don't take it.
You don't take aspirin?
The only thing I'll take is aspirin or anacetins. I usually take aspirin. But unless I know the aspirin and I know the insignia of an anacetin on that tablet, no, sir, I wouldn't take it from anyone.
You never found anything like heroin in your laundry clothes?
Not that I know of. If I did, I...
Who buys drugs usually? What do you call a person who buys drugs and uses drugs?
Well, most of them are dope addicts, so they're becoming one fastly.
Who sells them?
The pushers.
Mm-hmm. Now,
And the ones that's behind the pushers, the big ones, I hope they get to them, because when they arrest the man for buying it, that's the wrong man. They should arrest the man that's selling it, and then find out who's supplying him with it, and then arrest him and go on up the line, and then they'll stop it. Otherwise, then they will stop it. I don't think.
They've had quite a big haul out of that.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, well, that's... They're down on the poor bootlegger. I don't drink, and I don't believe in it. But they severely punish the bootlegger for making whiskey, and he's trying to just make himself a dollar to live on. Some of them, that's all they know.
Yeah.
Now, here's a dope addict like these fellas out here. Look at the prominent boys that was involved in this. And that's nothing in the world but the fast buck and the lust for money. And I think they should be punished severely or more severely than the poor man is making whiskey illegal whiskey to make a living out of it. So, see?
You mentioned fast buck and money. Do you know any other slang expressions for money?
Well, no, that's just it. That's about the extent of my knowledge of money, is just fast buck.
What do you call a place you'd go to sell your personal belongings, like your watch, your rings and stuff, to get money?
Oh, the loan offices, they call them loan sharks.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience. I lost my ring, class ring, school, and I found one in the pawn shop and went down there to get it. The same class ring, the same year and everything else. But it wasn't mine, because I had my initial then. This had another initial. And you should be surprised. You would be surprised at the price that Jewish fellow back of that county asked me for that ring.
Is that right?
I said, well, I wouldn't even think about paying you for that.
What did he ask you for it, by the way?
About four times what it was for it.
Oh, wow.
What it cost.
Couldn't redeem it very well.
And you know what they do. That ring, when I graduated, the ring cost $10.
Mm-hmm.
He was wanting about $45 for the ring. And he probably gave that man $2, $3, maybe $5 on the ring. The man was supposed to come back and pick it up. He probably knew he wouldn't come back anyway. Because it's hard to sell one of those rings.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't anybody want them. Except somebody in the position of me. And he saw that I wanted it, and he thought I wanted bad enough to pay that. And so I told him what I thought about him in a nice way and walked out.
What do you call the place in town where the drunks hang out?
Oh, the bars and pubs and so forth.
The section of town.